Hi, it's Amy. Before I share anything practical, I want to start with a small moment that for me meant everything. So we were at home, and I asked my child to do something very simple, just a normal transition, nothing complicated. And instead of doing it, he froze. Then came frustration, then resistance, then everything escalated. And I remember thinking, why is it so hard? It's such a small thing. But later, when I replayed that moment in my head, I realized something that I hadn't seen before. He didn't suddenly refuse. There were signs before that, small ones, like a shift in his attention, a tension in his body, or an attempt to communicate something in his own way, and I actually missed it. That moment changed how I started approaching everything at home, because I stopped asking, how do I make him follow the routine? And I started asking, how do I create a system that actually works for him? One of the biggest mistakes we make as parents is trying to implement structure all at once, schedules, rules, and systems. And for many children, especially those with attention or sensory differences, that feels overwhelming. What worked for me was starting small. Instead of a full routine, I introduced short, repeatable patterns. Like something engaging, then something active, then something calming. For example, a short story, then a simple activity, then a movement, then a quiet time. Not perfect, not rigid, but predictable enough to feel safe. This was one of the most powerful tools I discovered because instructions often created resistance, but story created connection. Instead of saying, "Stop doing this," I would say, "What would Mocha do here?" And something shifted. It gave a space, it gave imagination, and it gave him a way to think without feeling controlled. Mocha became more than a character. He became a bridge between behavior, emotion, and decision-making. This was a big shift for me because what looked like difficult behavior is often not defiance. It's overwhelm, frustration, or communication. And this is something I had to learn the hard way. Through working with specialists and observing more consciously, I began to understand too. My child was often communicating with me, I just wasn't always recognizing it. So instead of punishment, I started using redirecting, naming emotions, offering alternatives, not ignoring the behavior, but understanding what's behind it. This is something I want to say very clearly. Parents don't struggle because they don't care. They struggle because the system is too heavy. You cannot maintain a structure that doesn't fit your real life. So Hi Kids works because it's flexible, intuitive, and adaptable. You don't need to do everything perfectly. You just need to create a rhythm that your child understands and you can actually sustain. If you feel overwhelmed, if you feel like nothing is working, I understand that deeply. You don't need to control your child to support them. You just need to start seeing how they communicate, how they respond, how they experience the world, and then build from there. This is what Hi Kids became for me, not a perfect system, but a way to turn chaos into something structured, supportive, and real.